This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We firstly begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We praise and thank Allah ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered here today to perform the Salatul Isha and the Taraweeh together in Jama'ah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus, Ameen. Subhanallah, how amazing it is that we are currently alive in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the best nights in the entire year. And Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity to worship Him as much as we can, insha'Allah Ta'ala. And of course, earn the pleasure of Allah and earn the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of us. One of the reasons, as I mentioned before in my previous speeches, one of the reasons why we fast the month of Ramadan is for us to be forgiven by Allah, to have complete forgiveness. And we know from the very famous verse, or the very famous hadith, "Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." All of us should have memorized this hadith by now. That whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with iman and hoping for rewards, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all of his past sins. And now we are towards the end of Ramadan, and now we are begging for forgiveness from Allah. You know, we can hear the Shaykh reciting or reading in his dua all about forgiveness, asking Allah Ta'ala for the ultimate forgiveness. And we are all saying Ameen at the back. And I'm sure that every single night and even in the day, we are putting our heads on the ground, begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. And likewise, this is another reason why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us through our mother Aisha radiallahu anha the very famous dua that we all know, and we heard it today. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are the one who forgives, you love to forgive, so forgive me. And we've mentioned the meaning of al-afu. You know, it's such an amazing meaning that He obliterates the sins completely. It's not shown in your record anymore. It is not there at all. Subhanallah, we are begging Allah Ta'ala, and this is the best dua to make in these last 10 nights of Ramadan. So, speaking of forgiveness and making tawbah and asking Allah Ta'ala for complete forgiveness, I thought today I'll just speak about asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. You know, and Ramadan is not the only time where we seek forgiveness from Allah. No. Ramadan is a time where we ask Allah for forgiveness a lot more. But it doesn't mean that we stop here. Because we know what happens when Ramadan finishes. You know, the shaitan are opened up again. And again, the human beings fall into error. Again, the Muslims fall into sin. But subhanAllah, one thing that we learn in the month of Ramadan is to abstain from sin. This is another reason why we fast. The meaning of sawm is to abstain. And we abstain from what? Things that are halal. When you're fasting, you are actually abstaining from the things that are actually halal. Food is halal, drinks is halal, and of course intimacy with your spouse is halal. We abstain from this while we are fasting. But why do we do this? One of the reasons is to train our nafs, to train ourselves to stay away from the haram. This is another reason why we fast the month of Ramadan. To learn to abstain. You know, even in the most remote places, places where nobody can see you, even if you ask a child who is fasting while he is alone in his room, I mean, he could break his fast. No one's gonna know. No one can see. But yet he has that consciousness of Allah that, no, I'm not gonna break my fast. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to drink because Allah is watching me. And that helps us to abstain from sins as well, even after the month of Ramadan. So abstaining from sins is a part of the reasons why we fast in the month of Ramadan. But as we know, and as I said, shaitan comes back and affects us again. And we are human beings at the end of the day. We forget. Hence the name insan from nisyan. We forget. We forget and we commit those sins again. Maybe not the same as we did before, inshallah. That's the hope. But we will be committing sins again. And we know this. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us, if we were a creation that didn't commit sins, Allah Ta'ala would have replaced us with a creation that does commit sins, but then they make tawbah to Allah. And alhamdulillah, we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, because we will be committing sins again, know a few things from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now firstly, was the Prophet sinful? Did he commit any sins? Yes or no? Tricky question. Did the Prophet commit any sins? No, he didn't. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not commit any sins. But did you know how many times the Prophet made istighfar a day? Inni la astaghfirullah fil yawm mi'ata marrah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that indeed, verily, I ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. And again, a man who didn't have any sins, yet he would ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Where is the Prophet and where are we? How many times should we be asking Allah for forgiveness a day? Maybe much more than 100, subhanAllah. So one thing that we learn after this Ramadan ends, that you continue to make istighfar. Make it a part of your life. Minimum 100 times a day. But if you can, much more inshaAllah. This istighfar will help you. And Allah Ta'ala, inshaAllah, will be forgiving your sins. So very, very important to do that. Another point that I want to mention. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught us a very special dua. A very special dua. Now, as we know in Ramadan, and I just said earlier, the special dua to make in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. There is also another dua the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us to make. This is called Sayyidul Istighfar. The highest form of asking for forgiveness. It's the head of all forgiveness. And it's a lengthy dua, but we should all learn this inshallah. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika ma istata'at. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Beautiful, beautiful dua. And you can even Google it. You can Google it, write Sayyidul Istighfar, type it down, and you will find that dua inshaAllah. Memorize this dua. What is the meaning of this dua? اللهم أنت ربي. Oh Allah, you are my Lord. لا إله إلا أنت. There is no God except for you. خلقتني وأنا عبدك. You created me and I am your servant. وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. And I am under your covenant and I promise to uphold it as best as I can. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the evils that I commit. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي. I acknowledge your favors upon me and I acknowledge my sins. Faghfirli, forgive me. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. For indeed there is no one to forgive except for you. What a beautiful dua this is. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Whoever makes this dua in the morning and happens to pass away before the evening will enter paradise. And whoever makes this dua in the evening and passes away before the morning will enter paradise. What an amazing opportunity. So learn this dua. Minimum twice a day, make this dua. Once in the morning, once in the evening. I've made it a habit for myself to make it after every prayer. And inshallah, and you got to be sincere with this. You should know what you're saying. Be sincere when you are making dua to Allah for forgiveness. And lastly, another thing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. He tells us in one hadith that is reported by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, a person who commits a sin and then after that makes a perfect ablution, a good wudu, then performs raka'atan, performs two raka'ah. This is known as Salatul Tawbah. Performs two raka'ah and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, of course. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will forgive that sin. Subhanallah. So this is another thing that we should be doing. So when you commit a particular sin, Salatul Tawbah is normally for sins that you know, something you've committed, and you are remorseful and you want that sin to be forgiven, then make an ablution, make wudu and pray two raka'ah, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. This is Salatul Tawbah. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. Subhanallah. You gotta be sincere though. There are certain categories or there are certain conditions of true tawbah. One is, number one, you're asking Allah for forgiveness. Number two, you are remorseful with the sin that you have committed. Number three, you hate that sin. Number four, you make a promise to yourself and to Allah that you will not commit that sin again. Now, of course, we are human beings. We do forget. We may commit that sin again. But at that moment when you are making tawbah to Allah, you're sincere, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. Subhanallah. And the fifth condition is if you've wronged somebody else, if you've taken someone else's property, then of course you've got to return that. That's the fifth condition for your tawbah to be accepted. So these are the things that we should be doing regularly, inshaAllah, and consistently monitoring ourselves. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Account yourselves before you are held accountable on the day of judgment. Always look at yourself. How many sins have I committed? What wrong am I doing? How can I make tawbah to Allah? How can I change myself? And if you do that consistently, inshaAllah, then know that Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. The condition are those four or those five. If you are sincere, you will see how your life changes around, inshaAllah Ta'ala. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to give us complete forgiveness. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to grant all of us Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.